think that's okay. I think that's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think it's suave. I think we both have nice voices.
We do. I don't know if our wives...
Pause.
If our... pause. I don't know if our wives realize how... Anyways.
How great our voices are.
Okay. Right. I definitely have a radio face.
Radio face? Oh, I have a radio face too. Okay. All right. Unpause. Welcome to Back Row Believers Podcast, Episode 1, What's in a Name? I'm Scott.
And I'm Brett.
Here at Back Row Believers, we take a peek at what's happening in culture, specifically zeroing in on church culture and other related social topics, and whatever topics that have recently caught our attention. Today's episode being the first, our main topic is going to be and take a look at the name of the podcast. Why are we called Back Row Believers? But before we do that, I want to take the opportunity to thank a few of our partners. First of all, Daybreak Church, we love them. It's our church, Kenosha Church family. They're a great support to us. Jake House Software Consulting is a sponsor, custom software solutions for business. And last but not least, Five Mondays for hosting our recording sessions. Mm-hmm. Five Mondays is the most exclusive lounge in Kenosha County. Those guys are great. If you'd like to sponsor us, send us an email at feedback@backrowbelievers.com. 50% of all sponsorship dollars go to missions. All right, starting off, we have a segment called Warming Up the Back Row. This is a segment where we talk about those random things that have made us ask deep or not so deep questions. So the first topic in Warming Up the Back Row is, have you ever run into someone, Britt, where you thought about their name and wondered, what were their parents thinking?
I mean, absolutely. I think, there's sometimes, when you hear a name and you immediately associate a face with it. And there's, yes. When, the name doesn't meet the face, it's so hard in the processing of, you're not a Gerard.
Gerard.
Yeah, I've not met many Gerards, but there's a good reason why, because very few people probably have a Gerard face.
Yeah, and is there ever a baby that looks like a Gerard? Baby Gerard? I don't know. There's certain names. Aren't there some names where it's you have to grow into the name? It doesn't ring off the tongue for the
infant. I mean, I would say my name, Britt.
Britt? Baby Britt?
Baby Britt. I mean, that feels... and it's Britt. Jarring for the community because, my middle name is Britton. I go by Britt. My first name is Wesley.
Okay.
And so, very few people know that. I mean, everybody will now.
Yeah. Yep, just starting episode one, and now you know all the secrets.
All the secrets. Wesley, yeah.
Wesley. Okay, Wesley. Any other good names? My high school youth group leader... He had a list of names of people he actually met.
Okay.
And they were names that that are jarring. So a couple of them that I have, he knew a Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas, okay.
Who has the last name Christmas, first of all, and then goes with Merry?
Okay.
He also had, I don't know if I want to say it, but I'm going to say it anyways. It was a Harold Butts.
Harold Butts?
And he did go by Harry. So,
I told you my professor in college was Richard Wads.
Richard Wads.
And he starts the class by telling the students if anybody calls him anything other than Richard, he's going to kick him out of the class.
Yeah. So that brings me to another name I'm thinking of, and that is when I went to church as a kid, we went to church with a guy Richard Large.
Okay.
And as children, I mean, we just couldn't handle this because he actually went by that nickname.
It
was listed that way in reverse order in the church directory.
Oh, no!
So how could you not laugh as a child at this?
So, I mean, this is a side tangent onto the names. But, again, going into church culture, you have to pause and ask, who doesn't check that? Who's not looking over that and going, hey, I know this one. Everybody else is normal. We can't put his this way.
But it would be disrespectful because he went by that. And he was a member, a long member of the church.
A long member of the church.
Yeah, I didn't even mean that, but I see where you did went with that. So moving forward, what are other weird stories with names, though, is Prince. The story of Prince, musician, and I don't know all the details of it, but for a while, they owned his, the contract he was part of had owned his name.
Yeah.
So he went by a symbol.
Yeah, like, he went by artist formerly known as.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what lawyer is dreaming up, I'm going to own your name?
I mean, in the music industry, especially something like that, that makes total sense that you want to have, there's power and ownership. It was like when Michael Jackson passed away. So like a lot of people don't know that, like the day that Michael Jackson died, this one guy went on, like he actually had a business of doing this. He would buy the website of the person's name, and then he would do like movie.com, musical.com. Like he would buy the name plus like whatever media concept it might be.
Yes.
Because he was waiting for somebody like that one person that's like, oh, we're going to make the Michael Jackson musical. And he owns the website. And so he's going to get millions of dollars. And so, I think there's always, you have some of those people who are trying to get rich off of the name.
Off of someone else's name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, when you're in church and when you hear people preach, you often hear hypothetical examples of names because they don't want to use someone's name that's probably sitting there. So, you know, what's the most common name that's not likely to be present to be offensive or
not? This was not present, but Stacy.
Stacy,
I use my wife's name.
So for instance, if a lady named Stacy did that,
I use my wife's name as a great example to be like, yeah.
I think of like I think I've heard Gertrude used before.
Gertrude.
Because it's not common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hansel.
Yeah.
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah. Those names.
I've done that one before.
Yeah. 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 I mean, if you have to, you know,
Jim and Kathy. I've used a Jim and Kathy before.
Oh, but you're gonna hit some of those.
We've had. Yeah. So the hard thing is like when I think about, we went through a season where we would have several people that had the same names, like, and it made me laugh, like the amount of Mikes that we had and Daves that we had, and like we would go through a season where like we would get like three or four people with the exact same name. It as a pastor who has to remember a lot of people's names, it just always made me laugh, and I never had a good system in trying to remember them.
It's funny you say that. When I was in kindergarten, my first experience of school, I landed in a class with three Scotts.
Oh.
And so there was Scott 1, Scott 2, and Scott 3. I was 2.
Okay.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I almost feel like 1 or 3 would have been better.
Okay.
Just because, number 1, I'm number 1.
Yeah.
Or 3 is the bigger number.
Was it determined because of your last name, or?
I think it was determined based on the spelling of the last name.
Got it.
But I think all three of us started SP for the last name. So it was even onto the third letter, I believe, to resolve the difference. That's what made it really, really bizarre. And I won't use the actual name, but But anyways, most common names, I was reading the other day, like over time, what the most common names were. And I looked up, I didn't realize that Social Security, is this a good use of government money right here? They keep track of the most common names during different eras by decades.
Yeah. Okay.
So I compared the 1900s, the early 1900s to common or present day.
Okay.
Now, when we look at the guys, I think we're going to find it's pretty, they're pretty common names. So I'll rattle off the top 10. John, William, James, George, Charles, Robert, Joseph, Frank, Edward, and Thomas.
1900s. Okay, that all makes sense.
All of them, though, they're still common enough
very
names.
Very much so, yeah.
Not a lot of Franks,
but...
No.
Yeah,
no, you hear them a little bit, but not too often. But Yeah, I mean, there's still, I mean, there were Frank Thomas, the baseball player, and yeah, I know, sports, yay sports, go yeah, team.
Go team, go.
Yeah, but females, now, there's a little bit, female names, it's a little bit of a deviation, I think. Well, some of them are common, but Mary, okay, still popular. Yep. Helen, occasionally.
Yeah.
Margaret.
Love it.
Not so much, but it happens. Anna. Yeah. Ruth.
Ooh.
Ruth, is it common now? I don't not hear a lot of Ruths.
If you're homeschooled.
If you're homeschooled. If you're listening and you homeschool, write that down. It's a good name.
It's a good name.
It's a good name. Elizabeth, all right. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Dorothy. Now, that one's kind of went
my,
out, I think.
Yeah, my grandma's sister's name is Dorothy.
Dorothy, okay. Marie.
Yeah.
Florence. Florence is not common anymore, and that was number 9.
We both know a Florence. I can't tell you who it is.
Yeah.
Because she would be very upset.
Oh.
Very upset. But she probably will never listen to this, but...
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's a bad name. It's just not common.
It's a beautiful name.
Because you know someone, I will say that I absolutely love it.
It's a beautiful name. I love it.
I do. I do. Number 10, though, this is where we start getting... to good preaching names. Mildred. Mildred. And then we got Alice.
Okay.
That's my neighbor's dog's name. So okay. In the summer, they're always yelling Alice in the yard. And then let's go a little further on the ladies. Ethel, Lillian, Gladys, Edna, and Frances.
Love it all.
All right. Those are good. Now let's see what the next generation is looking at here. Males. So this is in the 2010s, so last decade. Noah, Liam. I do know Liam's, but I'm surprised how that's number 2. Okay. Jacob, William, and I believe William was on.
He was in the yeah.
Mason. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Mason?
Not a fan of Mason.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
If you're a Mason, though, we love you.
Yeah. God bless you. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. 6, Ethan, Michael, Alexander. I mean, that one goes back a long time.
Yeah.
Like something about some guy who was great or something like that, right? I'm not very educated in history, but yeah. Anyways, James and Elijah. Those are the top 10. Females, we got Emma, Olivia. Shout out to my niece, Olivia. Woo woo. Sophia, Isabella, Ava, Mia, Abigail, Emily, Charlotte, and Madison. Number 11 was Elizabeth. I believe that's a crossover from from 100 years ago. So
interesting.
It's interesting to see the overlap between those.
Neither of our names were big deals. So
No, and neither. I think
which is okay. It's okay.
Now, your name, the history has got to be... Oh, this is interesting. I never thought of this. Yours is probably tied to the country, right?
No. I'm named after a street that I was born on.
Fair enough. Yeah, but originally the origin of the name.
Well, but the spelling, I mean, it's not spelled like the country.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's Britton.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure.
Now, because mine, Scott.
Yeah.
Its origins is Scotland.
Yeah.
So I thought, yeah. Maybe we have a name connection there.
I was born on Britton Road, and my mom thought the spelling was pretty.
Yeah.
And was like, sure, we'll go with that. My dad wanted to name me Fonsworth.
Fonsworth.
Yeah. I would love that name now, but as a kid, I would have gotten beat up all the time.
And Milwaukee, Fonsworth would be...
It's a big deal here.
Like,
that would have been prophetic.
Yes.
Actually, it still is, because my dad wanted to name me that.
Yes.
So technically, Mom, shame on you.
Yeah. Yeah,
the Mom. Lord was at work, and you missed it.
Yep.
It's okay.
You were good, Mom, after that, but that moment...
That moment, you missed the Lord's calling of what my blessed name should have been.
Yep. So, our final warming up here is stadium names and the obsession of people buying them. And we can maybe dabble in church names, too.
Okay.
Stadium names. So, in 2019, SoFi Stadium in Southern California, SoFi paid $625 million for the naming rights to the stadium. First of all, I just wanted to say, if anyone's listening and they want to cut a check to name the podcast after your business, we're ready. That would be more than $300 million going to missions, because yeah, it's 50%. So, and then we will get even better equipment. We love you, Five Mondays, but we'll get a little bit nicer lounge if we get that sponsorship. But anyways, yeah, there's a lot of money that's thrown around for names in sports. Names are a big deal. I read an article about the top 12 strangest names. Anyone got any ideas? You're not a sports guy, right?
I don't.
So number 12, guaranteed right field. That's a little odd. Number 11, Smoothie King Center. That's Smoothie King. That is New Orleans Pelicans. All right, 10. This might be the best one.
Okay.
The KFC Yum Center.
Young?
Yum.
Yum?
Y-U-M exclamation point. That's in Louisville for basketball. Number 9, Tony Macaroni Arena.
That's the worst. What's going on?
Okay, number 8, Talking Stick Resort Arena. For the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury. Now, you are one of the top professional brands, but yet you're going with Talking Stick Resort. Okay. Scotiabank Saddle Dome, number 7, Welcome Stadium, number 6. Mend a Hose Jungle for a rugby team. Mend a Hose Jungle.
Okay.
Number 4, the University of Phoenix Stadium. Okay, that sounds fine, right? They don't play there.
Okay.
So they're naming it, and they are not there. It's the home of the Arizona Cardinals. Number 3, this is, I believe, in India. The Dr. Y.S. Rajaskara Reddy ACAVDCA Cricket Stadium. It's his full doctoral's name. Some guy sponsored.
If you're still with us, you are a champion.
Yes, yeah. Is this annoying? Is this annoying? Hearing these names? Hunky Dory Park and the Dripping Pan. Number 1 is the Dripping Pan, an English football club. And it's been that name for over 100 years, the Dripping Pan.
Huh.
So, the clubhouse was on maps in the 18th century, and it's still named that. So, anyways, names mean something, weird or not.
Yeah, they all have change. Yeah.
So today's main topic, what's in the name? Why are we named Back Row Believers? What do we want to do with this? So why that name?
Yeah. Man, I think this is, Scott, as we kind of went back and forth on what to call the podcast, we had some doozies in the beginning.
Oh yeah, some that we're not gonna.
Yeah, just not even borderline even attempt to repeat. But I think what hit both of us is when we said Back Row Believers, the connotation that comes to mind with that phrase has a lot of different meaning to a lot of different people. Like, you grew up in church.
Yep.
Where did you sit? Like, as a family, where did you guys sit?
We sat, I think, usually in the middle.
Middle, okay.
Yeah, the middle-ish.
Super safe.
You're not getting pointed out real easily, yep, but you're not, like, looking, yeah, like rebellious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not, you can tell that you're not worried about what's for lunch.
Right.
You're not.
Oh, like, we never were. The 3-hour services.
And, oh, my goodness. We'll get. Oh, that's a whole other podcast. That's
another episode.
I didn't grow up in church. I came to know Christ in high school, and that we'll talk about that later. But, I was a front row kid. I loved.
Yeah.
I was so hungry for the scriptures. I was all about being in the front row.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about back row believers, there's two kind of thoughts that come to that. One. Yeah. Oftentimes we think of back row people, back row believers are the ones that maybe aren't as engaged in what's happening, yeah, in the service. They're back there because they are scrolling,
yep,
or like for us at Daybreak, it's because the front fills up pretty quick sometimes,
and
they're coming in at 10:15 or 10:40 for some people, which,
you
know, and so the,
yeah,
there's nothing left.
You're all welcome.
If
you come in the last minute, we welcome you.
Welcome.
We love you.
You get that last.
But you missed a few things.
You missed a few things at that point. But, so sometimes it's coming in late. But, mm-hmm, that idea of we all have, wherever we are, there's room forward to go. And part of our hope in this podcast is as we dive through topics and talk about church culture and just Christianity and spiritual formation and all the different talks, conversations we're going to have, is that it would be helpful for us as believers to be taking steps forward in our faith. And then the second part to back row believers is that just kind of the delightful irreverence and joy that is also had with back row believers. Like I'm going to brag on your boys real quick. I love looking out and seeing your boys sometimes glaze off and not be attentive. And then like your wife, give them a little nudge.
What you enjoy, we don't enjoy. But that's okay.
Well, like it's that moment like when Megan nudges them. Because, like, Chris and I will make eye contact, and he'll give me the wink. And I'm just, like, I love that, just that orneriness that exists there. Like, that it's not bad. It's just we and as a podcast, we want to have fun. Like, we want to be able to dialogue. We want to cut up. We want to talk about silly memes and things that bring us joy.
Yeah.
And make us laugh, and then point us to Christ at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. And the other aspect I really liked about Back Row Believers is, like, just real community. Like, when people come in and they're observing the church, they might sit from a back row, and maybe not technically the back row.
Yeah.
But that's what they're observing for a while. And sometimes as we look at the church, as we look at the culture of the church, and talk about those funny things, I like that perspective of saying, what are people thinking when they're walking through that door? Like,
love it.
What? Like, sometimes we can get so locked into church culture that we're not really thinking that way. And so I like exploring, like, what is your perspective on it? I mean, it doesn't mean we need to compromise on our beliefs or things when we hold faith to be true.
Totally.
But it also means we should be observing. And sometimes culture, the church culture, can get so isolated that without taking a look at themselves, that, you know, that for me, just understanding where real people are at is kind of where it's at, and there's a lot of joy in that. So, yeah. What else are we trying to do here at the podcast? I mean, any other thoughts?
Man,
I mean, for me, I just love bantering about these things that are happening in the church. I know you know me well, but not everyone might, but. I like asking those awkward questions.
Yep.
I like putting people in spots where it's like, oh, what do I have to say to that? I don't know why. But I just think and wonder out loud and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I mean, another fun thing, I think, is just the hopefulness of what this could be for our believers, our friends, our brothers and sisters of Daybreak, and then beyond Daybreak, that you know, we will cover serious things and
For sure.
Not talking about your names that we don't like. but I think just the intentionality, like at some point to have visitors on and visitors, but have other guests and stuff on to, share their stories of, you know, of maybe taking those steps from a back row to the front row. And I think making that move, And I think, you know, we've talked about this, like, not the intention for this is to make money, but if it does, it supports missionaries.
Yeah.
And so I think just, again, the vision and mission of that is one of the things we were talking about. Scott believes this is going to take off and be absolutely incredible.
I do.
I would love that. You know, Scott has more faith than I do in regards to that. And so, but I am excited with that. I think that if this does take off and if it does become, you know, a level of monetary thing, we are out of the gate. We're like, this, Scott doesn't need any more money. I don't need any more money. like, to be able to bless missionaries, to be able to support the gospel going out around the world is an amazing thing.
Yep. One other thought I had as you were talking about, like, bringing in other people and other things, you know, just hearing other topics. on a podcast like this, we can talk about things that are not necessarily going to be talked about on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
So this gives an opportunity for the community we're a part of, for the wider community, where we can raise topics and talk about them where maybe it's not worthy of everyone talking or hearing about it because it doesn't resonate with them as an important topic, but maybe it does for a small percentage.
Yeah.
That's a perfect topic for this podcast. So, you know, as you're listening to this, this episode, hopefully the next one too, that you would just give us feedback. If there's a topic that is a burning topic for you that you would like to suggest, we can respond to you potentially. Maybe we'll include it on a future episode, but we do value any feedback that you have.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. So again, thank you for listening today. And send that feedback. Again, the email address is feedback@backrowbelievers.com. We love y'all and have a great day.